Joined here and hanging out with Bradley Hale. How's everything going, man?
Awesome. Thanks for having me on, Everett.
Yeah, not a problem. So I always like to kind of start letting people get to know a bit more about you. You are from Ontario in a smaller rural community. I'm not sure if it's pronounced Elmira or Elmira, but sure you can tell me. Elmira. Okay.
Yeah, Elmira. Just outside Elmira. That's kind of where I went to high school and everything, but from a little town called Heidelberg or whatever, which is, it's almost, yeah, you blink and you miss it. But yeah, I did most of my growing up in Elmira, played hockey and went to high school and stuff like that there. And so, yeah, I usually tell people that that's the closest kind of thing.
Nice. I know some people that are like that. It's like, well, you're not going to know where this place is. I'll just bump it up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then if they don't know Elmira, it's usually Waterloo or Kitchener or whatever. Too far from there.
Yeah, well, growing up in Brampton for the longest time, despite the fact it was like a city, nobody knew what Brampton was. And so my grandparents, who are from, you know, small town Saskatchewan, would always tell people, oh yeah, no, these are our grandkids. They're from Toronto. And I'd be like, what? I'm not from Toronto. What are you talking about? I'm from Brampton. Oh, they won't know that. And then the first chance I tried, somebody thought I said Brandon, like Brandon, Manitoba, because we're like right by the border. So it's like, no, I'm not from that godforsaken province of Manitoba. No offense, Manitobans, but... So what got you going in music then?
Music has always been a huge part of my life. Like my parents are both involved in music. My dad is a musician and both of them are musicians. My mom also is a principal. Yeah, so there's always been music in my house. Like we have a grand piano in our living room and guitars strewn about the house. So it was kind of hard to not pick up an instrument and start doing it. So I've always kind of played and sang from a young age, but then I never really thought about doing it professionally. It was always just something that I loved. Then I went to university for something completely different, and it kind of showed me what I didn't want to do. it was kind of the thing that I needed to show me that, oh, wow, I'm sitting here writing songs and playing my guitar a lot more than I'm going to class and doing other things that I started to kind of point towards music and getting better at all parts of the craft, whether it's songwriting or playing the guitar or going to shows and playing like that. And then as soon as I graduated, I started pursuing it like officially, quote unquote, started putting some songs out and playing bigger shows and stuff, and been lucky enough to have some things go my way in the past couple of years, which has been awesome. It's been pretty fun.
Is there a moment you can pinpoint where it's like, okay, this is now I'm going to do this professionally? Is there a moment where it just clicked in your brain that you can pinpoint, or was it just a gradual realization?
It was kind of like, it was probably after first year of university, because I like gave it a try. Whatever. And then I was kind of like, I got to the point where I told my parents, like, I wanted to drop out and go pursue music. And that was kind of like the flipping point for me. And they talked me into staying and finishing my degree. And I had a lot of fun in university. Don't get me wrong. I lived with eight guys and we had a blast, but I definitely focused most of my time on the music part of things, because that's where I knew that I wanted to go, and just kind of got by through school and stuff. And yeah, that was probably the tipping point, was around after my first year of university.
Nice. Yeah, I know what that's like. I just spent too much time playing intramural sports than I did going to classes. I felt like I was traveling, taking the bus to university just to play intramural sports rather than
play sports. So, that's
yeah. Too. Yeah. I didn't get the degree, but...
But you got a couple rings from the intramural championships.
Only one championship.
Right
only
on. One. Hey, that's
so. So, I mean, you talked about the last few years going your way. What exactly? Because I know you've had a song we've played on here before. You were in the Boots and Hearts showcase. What else has sort of really gone your way in the last few years here?
Yeah, well, I just kind of started releasing music a year come March. Will be like March 1st, I think, will be officially a year of having any music released. And we've been able to get on some Apple Music editorial playlists. I got the cover of Canada's Country just recently in January for this song, Oklahoma Sunset. And have been getting some better streaming numbers and stuff as that last year went on. And Boots and Hearts was insane. It was awesome. I went there probably five or six times as a fan, whatever, through my years, and would bring a trailer trailer up with my buddies and always go watch these artists go play there and wish and hope that one day you'd get to stand on that stage. And it was kind of crazy to be up there and stand there and be like, wow, you're playing Boots and Hearts or playing at Boots and Hearts is pretty crazy.
Nice. Now, you did mention the song Oklahoma Sunset. We're getting ready to play it in a little bit here. Tell me about the writing process on this one, because you did co-write it with somebody. Where'd the idea for Oklahoma come from? Were you just watching Twisters or something? Like, Luke Combs was playing on repeat, Ain't No Love in Oklahoma. I'll write one about Oklahoma, too.
I wrote this one with my dad, actually, and he's been a great person as I'm getting to writing more as it was like a couple of years ago. And he was a great guy to be a sounding board for my ideas and to try to figure out where to take these songs and stuff like that. And it was a lot of fun to try to figure out exactly. This was one of the ones that didn't come immediately, but it was we worked on it and got the right lyrics and arrangement figured out over kind of a month's time, to be honest. It was a little bit of a long period of time, but I think it was all worth it. The idea for Oklahoma Sunset, you know, honestly, I had the first verse, like, I don't even really know where it came from. I've only been like through Oklahoma. Like, I've never really stayed there, but I'm going to have to, I think, go down there and at least stay a night so I can say that I've caught a sunset there. The first kind of line in the first verse or whatever, the first couple lines, I was just playing the guitar line and those were the words that came. And I thought it was kind of a cool idea. And we kind of took it and ran from there and developed a story about not something that I've been through personally, but something that I've seen, like living in a small town, lots of people want to get out and go other places. And it's funny when you come back, like even when I just went to Guelph and I was back and forth a bunch, like when you come back, like nothing's really changed, but nothing's the same either. Like it's kind of a weird feeling of that nostalgia and things like that, where you look back on things that could have been or might have been, or maybe you're better off or whatever. In this case, in the song, it's you're looking back on the decisions that you made and wishing you made a different one. But yeah, it's something that I feel like a lot of people can relate to. And that's kind of what we wrote it from.
Well, we're early into 2025. What all do you kind of have planned out? Is there anything, well, that you can tell us?
I've been writing a lot, like writing like crazy kind of since October and getting up a bank of songs that I'm starting to look through and kind of select for singles and stuff to be released through this year. There will be a bunch of new music coming out this year, which I'm excited about. But yeah, getting back into the studio soon so we can get that ready. And starting to book some festival dates that haven't been announced yet and stuff like that. But hoping to kind of fill out the calendar for this summer and get to do a bunch of those. And it's looking like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome. Well, thanks for taking the time to hang out today. Oklahoma Sunset, it's an amazing song. People are getting ready to hear it here in a second. Thanks for taking the time, Bradley.
Thank you.